Yes. Okay. Give everybody wine or a pack? Okay. It's interesting, I was speaking to him, Dr. Greenblatt, last night. So, but he said there was a time that many years ago that Rabbanim, European Rabbanim in Brooklyn, in Brownsville, he used to write Brownsville in a get. Brownsville is like a neighborhood. That's like saying Borough Park.
Not sure how connected.
But no one today, you don't have Yidden in Brownsville. But that's where my parents grew up nearby in East New York. You know, East New York is a very hush of a section of Brooklyn where many Yidden lived, and Brownsville also. Because I showed him the tshuva of Rav Moshe about Bronx, so he didn't know the difference, why there should be a difference between Brooklyn and Bronx, but Moshe said Bronx, they used to just write New York.
Aren't there supas running around from Rav Moshe somewhere? There should be a lot of supas around from Rav Moshe.
Right. Brooklyn. But today, in I told you, I write in the Marina Del Rey, I was told to write Bronx. So I guess the meaning is to write the general vicinity, the borough.
What's wrong with just New York? That's the one.
I mean, New York for Brooklyn, New York for Bronx, New York for everything.
New York City, the whole thing for New York City.
I mean, not even to write Brooklyn.
Right.
To write New York and in New Jersey. So then you write.
New Jersey, there's more of it. Technically, I think if you write New Jersey, it's still kosher because of.
That's the Medina, but.
Because it's still.
What is Teaneck?
Teaneck.
It's a city? What is it?
Oh.
What is Teaneck? What is the status of a winery? What is the status?
It's a township. They have their own stock market.
So what's with the shame right here?
Teaneck.
That's the name of a city?
Yeah, it's
the name of the city. Teaneck is a city?
Township.
It's a township. So what's the city?
There's no city.
No city.
But townships in New Jersey are like cities and
counties.
Are like cities have nothing to do with size in terms of you have. It's the city. The township in New Jersey will be considered like a city in New York legally.
So you think? What do you think you should write for?
For Teaneck?
Yeah. I mean, I write Teaneck, New Jersey.
I would have thought it was the right Teaneck. No, you could technically write New York.
New Jersey.
100%.
New York or New Jersey?
You could write for Teaneck. If you write New York, not possible.
Why?
Because it's all part of the New York metropolitan area, and it goes back into the Chuba from the Marivai. According to Marivai, you could write New Jersey, Teaneck. You could write for Teaneck, New York.
But is it within the Tchum, you're saying?
It's it's not within the Tchum, but if you hold the Marivai, it's that even without the Tchum. Right.
Right, New York. Okay, but I don't think anyone's going to do that. That's like too much to write.
All those Miami Beach, Miami shilas you had.
Yeah.
This is where it's the same shot. It's the same basic you saw.
Yeah.
So that I won't hassle anything if you're just writing Stam Miami. If you write Stam Miami for Miami Beach.
That's Sambach in the same Medina. This is a different state with three cities.
It's irrelevant. The United States government classifies Teaneck as part of the New York metropolitan area.
So is Lakewood.
So that I would say the same. But Lakewood is it goes into the Marivai. It has a shame dover on it. I didn't say lechachin. Just clarify that.
Okay, well, I'd like to start today the packet about what happens if you forgot. I've been at many weddings where they forgot. In other words, they left out the chanina because of the Mechzeik HaShikra thing, and then they made the kinyan, and then they forgot to put it in, and the Edom signed. I remember a wedding I was at. I guess I'll leave out names. The only name I'll mention is my name. I'll leave out all the other names. We'll see. And I was an eighth ksuba. And they left to have a kanina. And then I signed the ksuba. And then at the chuppah, in the middle of chuppah, I said to myself, you know, I don't think the kanina was written in. And then under the chuppah, the person reading the ksuba, when he got to there, he was like all of a sudden stopped. And like I say, Rav Shachter was Masada Kedushin, and he wanted that they should write another ksuba afterwards. But not everyone passes like that. So we'll see what is it. What's the din if you don't write the kanina and then the Edom signed? Is the shar kosher?
Just omitting a certain detail, but everything else is
right. Is it kosher? Or do we say write it in later? Or do we say you don't even have to write it in?
The shtar just made on something,
so,
minus one detail.
Right, so this packet is to discuss that topic. So we have a concept in halacha called achrayis tov sofer, meaning some things.
In this question, we're assuming that this is important and we need tofes. It's not just a phone call to have this.
What, to have a ksuba?
The kinyan. If you don't need a kinyan and the whole thing's all a phone call, therefore the
ksuba is going
off. The ksuba is good to begin with, so it's.
You're saying that maybe you don't even need the kinyan because if you hold it to. It's a Maisa Bezdin, so you don't even need. And if you say, like, who do you say the words are Ruach? Even the Tofasaf is also. So maybe, right. In other words, Rav Yonasan Talki is pointing out that that's assuming you really need the Kinyan. Maybe you don't even need the Kinyan because it's a Maisa Bezdin, even though the Tosef is not a Maisa Bezdin, but maybe the Tosef is just Nitpal to the. Like we saw. One of the sheets that says like that. Do you have that? But assuming that you do need a kinyan for whatever reason, and you left out the kanina. So there's a gemara above Metzia on Yud Gimel Amud Beis. It says like this: Shayev Me'a Omer Shtarei Chov Sheish Behem Achrayis Nechasim. Gova min chasim shubadim. Shein behem achrayis nechasim gova min chasim b'nei chorim. Whereas the din is, if you borrow money from somebody, there's a lien on the land. So you could collect the, in other words, he has to pay you. You lend him money, he has to pay, and if he doesn't pay, you could take his karka. And even if he sold the karka, provided that he sold it subsequent to the loan, you can even go to the third party, the lekuchos, and be motzi midei halekuchos. Right? But you have to write that in the shtar, that he's meshabet his nechasim. Right? So that's what he writes. Shemei Omer shtarei chov sheyesh behem achrayis nechasim gova mechasim meshubadim. Meaning you didn't write in the shtar that the kark is meshubad. So then not govim nechasim b'nei chorin. Then he can't get from the lekuchos. Right, you have to write it in the shtar. V'chachomim omim echad zeh v'echad zeh govim nechasim meshubad. And the chachomim disagree, and they say you can get it, even if you don't write it. So Gemara says in Amud Beis, Amar Shmuel, my time with the Rabbanan, Savri Achrayis Ta'osofer. So there's a principle called Achrayis Ta'osofer, means certain things that are so obvious, if they were deleted, we don't say, therefore you didn't mean to write it. It's obvious that you meant to write it, and it was just a mistake. So, but such an obvious mistake, we view it, you wrote it. That means achrayis, in other words, achrayis means the fact that the sheba nechosim, that if you would sell the karka, you can be motzim medei al chukos, is to sofer, meaning if you admit it, if you omitted it, that's a to sofer, and therefore we say that you didn't mean to omit it, and therefore it's chal. So the question is, would you say the same thing over here by for Kanina, that achrayis? So that's what Avnot the Greenblatt said to me, and that he thought that even if you missed the Kanina, it's no different than what achrayis tosov. And Rav Nasha Klein has a discussion here in the Tshuva, we'll see, about this idea as well. That maybe it's so therefore even if it's, you didn't write it, it's obvious he meant it. Just like a Christ told Sofer.
It's obvious. Are we talking about where they left out like the extra? Are you talking about where they left out the word altogether?
They left out the word. You mean there's a space for the word, or they left out the leg or the kuf?
Because when they left, you can make a big difference between the leaving out the leg versus.
No, but it's obvious that.
Why is the space there? Because
maybe people put it in. Right. No, because there it's different. Maybe
everyone knows that it's you made a mistake. And people know that people are knowing not to write it till after the kinyan. And it's obvious that you meant to write it in. Why else are you giving the ksuba?
Because you're interested in the ikar ksuba, not the. Maybe you don't want to have the whole idea of the kinyan there. Maybe you want.
Yeah, but you wrote the tos. Right. So that's the question. So Rav Shechter was the one at this chasana who wanted that they should write the ksuba again. In other words, again, my friend got married, and I was one of the eight day ksuba, and we signed, and the kanina was not written in, and it was only discovered at the chuppah that it was missing. So Rav Shechter wanted to do a whole another ksuba, so they did a whole another ksuba. So this has come up more. I remember once we had a shayla in Baltimore. Rabbi Twersky was Masada Kedushin, and also the Kanina was written in, and Rabbi Heineman was there. And if I remember correctly, Rabbi Heineman told Rabbi Twersky, if I remember correctly, that it'd be okay. And you could even write it in afterwards, you get permission it's a long time ago, so I have to remember it. This is the way I seem to recall, to get permission from the Edim to write it in afterwards. So Rav Nata's told me several times that Achrayis Tos Sofer, it's kosher. So I once asked, and Rav Nasha Klein discussed it in this room, so I asked Rav Shechter once, what about Achrayis Tos Sofer? So he said to me, Rav Shechter, he thought Achrayis Tos Sofer, you only say it by like something like Achrayis, which is like a side thing. Like there's a shibud, but on the etzem dover, on the etzem kinyan, that's the guf hadover. You can't say that can't be missing. That's what Rav Shechter claimed.
Why isn't the kinyan a side thing to ksuba?
I guess for
there's no shibud on the tovas ksuba, but the ikar ksuba you have, and therefore it should be buckled to the.
Yeah. Okay. She's not working with that cheshbon. So I saw.
It doesn't have to be with that title. It's the same. Sorry, you could say for this.
So that's the question. Does Achrayis tell Sofer only apply to Achrayis, or does it apply some? The Shrefta thought you can't learn from Achrayis to the Kanina. That's what he thought. But we'll see. Others disagree. Or if not, to disagree. So if you look in Hilchas Halvah, this is brought down. It says, Hamalvas Chaver Be'edim, or Shahodu B'fnei Edim Shuchayv Lo Nikram Milval Peh, Feinu Govim Meshubadim. Hamalvas Chaver B'shtar, Govim Meshubadim. Even if you didn't write Achrayis in the shtar, you still can be gove. The kaimulan Achrayis to sofer. So that's the din. He passes like the Shulchan Aruch, passes like Rabbanon, that Achrayis to sofer. So even though you didn't write that you meshabed the karka, so you, and even if it gets sold, he could get it. It's understood, and the shibud. But look now, I saw in one of the Sfarim, I think it's going to be in the packet, I forget which sefer I saw it, but he quotes a Ramah, the following, on page 5. Im yesh lova malva bei shemo, so in tzorach lichtov el shem ha'ikar. Right, if the malva lova has two names, you write his ikar name. Because of shem ha'tofel levad kosher, but if you wrote his not ikar name, it's kosher. He knows his name. Fech the son of Aisha Kar, yeah. He says, I feel Isha Kar Kshem Loma Shakahu Shmom. Fech the son of Aisha Kar, Vishtacha Tausa, the Tzor of Mirabadam, the Kablinan. So you have to write the shame. So the Edim have to know that this is his name. And you can rely on an Isha or a Karov to say that this is this guy's name. Because you're Edim that Reuven lent Shimon money, but who knows, how do you know he's Reuven? So a woman told you this is Reuven. So you could rely. But what if you relied on an Isha and a Karov and there was a mistake? So what does that mean? Who's the Tzurvim Mirabbanan? But the aid, the gav achrina, the orch of the meidak lo mechablin, the vade meidak dach v'hashta hadav v'mashake. So what do you think? If it's a mistake, what? If the tzur mirabon is not so medactic, what are people's names? Is that what you're saying? So if it's a mistake, and what? The tzur mirabon is one of the aidim. Is that what he's saying? You have an Ocha Shulchan for a second? Let me just check. The Choshev Mishpat, let me see how he brings it down. Is that you? Page what? Yeah. Yeah. Chorim Yodah Shukhai Loman, Ariel Kosim Dostav Bishpo Omel Kosk Sofa. Shem Kin Yuxiv Omel. Yeah.
No, they didn't saw the
kid. Right. But you didn't. But there, you wrote in the star that you did. You did the kidney.
Were you writing that?
Here, you didn't.
There's another sugya, the ksuvus, where the sas is achayav toisoy for to be the ikker of the ksuva itself.
Yeah, one second. Yeah, one second. Yeah, mem test. Yeah. Here. He says the Ruach HaShulchan says Mem Tes Beis Eidim Shrich Mahachir Es Amal Vavalova. But what if you made a mistake? But he said, "Omnam im eitam chachim shein darkel udakte kol chach ba kara neman lomar shaloze." Whereas, so he says, what if they told the Tam Chacham that this is Ruvain? Then they find out that it was not true. So if it's Mavur in the Shtar that the Talmud Chacham relied on them, well, Shekhosu Stam Plonim, Eidim Amon Lomar came, the Stam Dictaku Mikodim, Shem Hema Hanoshim Maksuv and Mishtar. Now it's regular Eidim, regular person is going to be Medaktik. But if so they can't say that it was a lie. But if the aid is a Talmud Chacham, she'ein darko l'dakte kol kach b'kara neman lomar shelo zehu. So then he's neman to say that he was strict. Talmud Chacham is neman to say he was strict because he's not so medactic. Anyone else is. Before he signed, there's medaktik who they are. So now you can't, it's like chozer magid. So the Talmud Chacham is not so medaktik. He doesn't care. This person, he's not, he doesn't care what his name was. So he's not so medaktik. So then is neman to say that he was tricked. And that's not considered chozer magid. But then the Ramah says, V'chein b'shar to sofer, the muchach, sheto hashtar kosher. I'm meaning, so that's what I saw in one of the Sfarim that says that it's not only a din. You see from this Ramah that a Chrys Tos Sofer is not only a din by Chrys, it's any Tos that it's Muchach that he was Ta, you say a Chrys Tos Sofer. So that's the, sort of like what Rav Natas tells me, that even in the Kenyan, and Rav Menashe Klein has also, and I saw one of the Sfarim point this out, that even in the Kenyan, so that's how I tell people, I tell people to write in the Kenyan from before, so you shouldn't have this whole Shiloh. But if you have it, we rely on Machrei Tov Sof, and Rav Abadi told me when we were by him last week that you could even write it in, he thinks it could even be written in after the Hasidus.
He doesn't think it was a problem anyway.
Right.
Right.
So, but Rav Nod always tells me, Achrayis Tos Sof, and you see that it's that was the Rav Shechter said it was only din Achrayis, so maybe Achrayis and other things similar to Achrayis. But one could say the Mashmos, like I saw one as far, the Mashmos of the Ramah is v'chein b'shar Tos Sof. He's not, and you haven't. So Rav Shechter would say it means Kein Shar To Sofer, that's a side thing. But Pashup Shar, like Rav Natu would hold, that it's, like the other Sefer says, that any toast that's a blatant toast, you could, it's obvious that you meant what you didn't mean that. Yeah. Okay. So we're gonna. So Bez Hashem will pick up with this packet on Monday, Bez Hashem. But this is the beginning of the discussion, whether Achrayas Tosofer applies to the Kanina or not, and the Machlokas of Achrayas Tosofer and the Ramos seems to say that it's definitely not only a din in Achrayas. Okay. We'll start Chumash in a minute.